Okay. Finished our discussion of Milut Lomemsh from the Shliach and Omer Imruth. I wanted to zoom out just a little with an issue brought up by the Chedushim Ksav Yad here. In a little piece, he says, he points out a very, very famous machlokas that starts out most Rishonim discuss it on Kaf Beis and Beis / Kaf Gimel and Aleph, you know, somewhere in that sugya, which really starts with the details. I mean, I don't know if it starts with the details, but at least a culture and lichtos a get, which says even a hair should be cut that you're trying to get. Now, the details here are being discussed in the first of the Kotlin and not the Shliach. But how does that work? So there you have a fundamental focus we've shown in whether you need Shlichos to write a get or not. Meaning, it seems to surround the issue of what is the word Kasa? Simple shot is, Ya in Motzin Sachem Beinav, Matzavah Erbastavar, the Kasav law, Sefer Krisos, the Nasan, the Yada, the Shalchem Beinav, so about the Baal. The Baal has to be closely to Sefer Krisos, has to be Nosin Yada. Clearly, when it comes to being Nosin Yada, the Baal has to be Nosin or else a Shliach Lahalacha. The Baal is Shliachos Lahalacha. Discussing a lot. L'chor of the Kasav is also going on the Baal. As a matter of fact, there are two places where the Gemara says pretty mefurish that the Kasav is, that the subject of the verb the Kasav is the Baal. Okay, I didn't put everything on the first sheet, but the Gemara says, as a somehow meaning shum dechsib the kasav al dihi kach kasvale. How can the wife pay the sofer? Said the husband has to be kosav, not the wife. Sounds like the kasav is going on the husband. Likewise on daf kaf dalit on the days the Gemara says also in a half. The kasav have a meaning mute haiglu iu kok sifli. The kasav means he has to write it, not if someone else writes it. Sounds like the husband has to write it. Oh, why can the sifli write it? That is who holds you need, obviously, the Chidush Miksav Yad, assuming not, who holds you need shlichos lichtov as a get? Because the most famous name says you need the kasav goes on the baal, and shlichos goes on the baal, so you need the baal or shlichos lichtov as a get. Be more specific. I think there was a name there now.
The Re. The Rosh B'Shem Re.
The Re. In Tosfos the Testament Aleph, and also the Omer. Okay, the Omer Re is a few lines above that. It's the Re. The Re holds both in Tosfos Nav Testament Beis, where it starts at Omer Re, and Tosfos Nav Beis and Beis also quotes the Re, although it's not as clear there. It seems to be a little more open-minded. But the Rosh clearly quotes the Riyah saying Shlichas v'kasav in Babal or Shlucho. That comes down to Halacha L'maisa. I brought some Halacha L'maisa Makoros. The Torah, when he opens up Hilchos Kedem, says Sarach Sheikh Devenu HaBaal Dersiv v'kasav la O Shlucho B'tzibur Yalechtov either Baal or his Shliach. The likewise when the Beis Yosef explains, just not much to explain. He has to do it. That's Shuvah Shalikra. Shuvah Shalikra, the husband writes it. Ah, what if the husband doesn't know how to write and he gets a sofer? Okay, Shuvah Shalikra also. Shuvah Shalikra also. Right, just like Shuvah Shalikra, the Shach the Oso Kolka, Allah Dasfel Ben Arvayim, which is that sugya in the beginning of the second paragraph, about Shlichus. Does every single Jew Shach become Pesach? No, but you have your Shliach. So every man who loves the course of life has to write. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch opens up Hilchos Gittin, Haget Sar Shikta Benu HaBaal Lo Shlucho. That's the first step. So one derech is you shlichos lechtov es haget. So it says the rig in a few places, and says the Torah and chaver abal kosev o shlicho. If the baal or his shliach has the right, then to gemara, I mean, then you meet shlichos. Then our gemara makes sense. Our gemara, Ksivas Haget, is all about both in our gemara and in the Gemara Daf Chavtet is not 100% clear. Gemara Daf Chavtet says Yilu mentioned the shliach. That talking about who writes it, is that talking about who signs it, is that talking about who gives it? You know, they're not machalic there. They just say, oh, well, who does it? They're not machalic what part of the process. But our Gemara clearly is talking about only one part of the process, right? What is Shmuel's suffix? Can they tell someone else to do the ksiva? Only the ksiva, not the kasima, not the mesina. And the answer is maybe not to me, Lord, to the shliach, or yes, to Boger, Imru, etc. But clearly we're talking about whether you can pass on the shlichos. Likewise, the Dafayin Elephant Beis. What does it say? Even if the husband does the nesina is clearly the maisa that actually makes her divorced, right? Even the husband, right, what does it say? Someone who I don't tell writes the get or signs the get. Even if they give it back to me and I approve it and I give it to my wife with my own hands, it's possible because it wasn't written and signed by someone who heard my voice, right? The get is batel ad she yishma, the sofer has to be shomea like kol to write it, and the nidu has to be shomea like kol. Good. Sorry. To sign it. So, and the Gemara brings in the other sugya of Yilum Rimshu Mashliach. So there's the whole sugya of Shlichus, assuming we're dealing with Shlichus about writing and signing get. And who remembers from this parak, another place where the Gemara called writing and signing to get Shlichus? There are two sugyas where the Gemara used the term Shlichus about writing and signing to get. One is Yilum Rimshu Mashliach, our sugya. The other one was? Samach Yimelon Days, what's the nickname of that sugya? Right, but what's the concept here? They're called Asu Edim Shlichusan, right? Did the Edim complete their Shlichus and they can't do it again or not? Seemingly saying that they need to be my Shluchim to write and sign the get. Okay, so the Baal needs it or the Shluchim, and again, what sugyas did you bring with this in terms of the Kosav? You can look in the Gemara and Daftafam and Aleph and Tafdalad of Beis, which I didn't put on the cover sheet, in terms of Shlichus. Who views this, the writing and signing to get as Shlichus? You have Samach Gimel of Beis, Asu, Eidim, Shlichusan, and you have El Sugya. Mili Lo, Memsarim, Shliach. Says the Chizam Yad, our sugya works very well. If we're talking about shlichus, that just fits in with us. We're talking about shlichus. Everything fits very nicely. However, says the Chizam Yad, that's not his personal opinion. He doesn't say theoretically. If he would theoretically say, I think his lashon is. My depersonal elk, we ourselves, that's the plural, what we wrote earlier. Basically, the whole Beit Midrash from the Ramban to the Rashba to the Ritva, to the Rishab Yaj, who's somewhat affiliated with them somehow, seemingly perhaps, to the Ran, all say you do not need Shlichus to write a get. As Tosfos says 2 days about this, and the Rashba has 2 days about this in Daf. Chavis and Beis. What did the Rush say? At first, I will see this again. The law by Inan Shlichos. Me the master here so that we come done. One of the main reasons, not really the toughest question, but not really the strongest right. The right that the Rishon will focus on is here so that we come done. Is Kosher Ksivas Haget? Well, that proves that you don't need shlichus, because they can't be a shlich. Right? And even because they can't be a shlich. So the and even Tosos is not going to help us here. Remember the Tosos keep quoting, well, if the Kotzin can do it himself, then he could be a shliach, right? Remember Tosos? Right? Here's some thought of days. A Kotzin can be a shliach, it's something he can do himself. Okay, but Kotzin can't divorce himself. So Tosos is not going to help us. Kotzin cares with the Kotzin. Our apostles are shliach, because they can't divorce themselves. They can't be shliach, of course.
But really, I don't understand. We say that if Kotzin can write it, because the Gadol will be al yodo, because you're using the das of the Gadol. So why can't the Kotzin be a shliach and use the das of the Gadol?
That is a great question, because I think the answer, this is really its own sugya, and we did discuss this a lot, if you recall, last time we learned Gittin, not so long ago, right? 3 years ago, I believe. We learned Gittin, we discussed this, you can go back, Shir 56, 57, 58, something like that, by the time we got to that daf. But because we don't find that a katan can be a shliach even when there's a gadol of love God, generally. Like classic example, katan ain't a zochel on a chayrim, even if I'm omen al gab, when I say, take this, I'll explain to you, you're taking it for 40, etc., it doesn't work. In general, we don't find that a katan can be a shliach even with gadol of love God. Why? Well, that depends what the function of gadol omen al gab is. The simple answer is, that this has to do with the famous Reb Chaim in Chiv Mechalitza. There's a difference between Da'as and Kabbana, let's say. Certain things need Da'as, which they hire. Certain things need Da'as, certain things only need Kabbana. For example, Gerish and Kedush and Da'as. Chiv Mechalitza, Chalitza, more so, Chalitza only needs Kabbana. That's Reb Chaim's finish in Hilchos Chiv Mechalitza. Kavana means sort of knowing what I'm doing. Da'as is some higher level of having an intelligent commitment and a proper decision. And l'chora, we only find Gadol Aman al Gabav in all of Shas to help a Kavan have Kavana, not to help a Kavan have Da'as. And Shlichos needs a bit of Da'as. That's probably the answer, but I'm going to leave it for now. Okay, what's the other Shita? The other Shita is the other day in Tosos the Rush, right? What does he say? The lo ba'inan shlichus. What does he do with the word v'kasav? No, the word v'kasav is going on the sofer. The sofer is v'kasav. You don't need shlichus. The kasav lava balkoi ella a sofer, which is also what the in Tosa says in Lashon. So we don't have a name for this. But the day of Rishona in Tosos and the Rush, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, the Chidush and Savia, whoever exactly it is, will say, don't eat shlichus. What does it mean? Edom asu shlichus and dafsa. Gimel abeis latafka. What does it mean, mamish shlichus? Right? Vermina nami. When they say, okay, didn't dafka mean shlichus? Don't mean shlichus. The kasab kai asofer as Tosos and the Ran say, the kasab. Kasav means the sofer writes. The sofer writes. If you don't need shlichus, if you don't need shlichus, if you don't need the baal to be kosev, then what's the mishnah doing in the Chayin Aleph? Why do we care if they heard the voice of the husband telling them to write the sofer to write and they sign? Why do we care so much? Give them a raise. Also, even shlichus son, if his authorization has expired yet or not. In one four-letter word, lishma. Fred, why do you need bitzivayabal? Why do you need achigishmu kolo? Tziva Yabal for Lishma, because not Lishma if the husband did not command them. M.K. Lama Trichim Lishmoa Kolo Bechuli. One word, Lishma. That's the basic machlokas. Is the din, it's clear in Shas, all over Shas, that the husband has to tell the sofer to write the get and tell the Aiden to sign the get. Okay, there's a whole issue we're not getting into yet, which is Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Meir. We keep referencing those out of this here years ago. Don't necessarily remember. Rabbi Eliezer holds that Aiden is secret power seat. The Victor Aiden are the ones who see it being handed over, but you don't need signatures. Signatures are only for Tikkun Olam, so that if she can't find the Edom who saw or received the get, she'll at least have Edom signed or be approved later, so don't confuse her with all three marries. Rabbi Meir holds Edom. Sima Karti, you know you need Edom to sign it. That's basically my hope. You need Edom to sign it. That, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara says the Chasav is referring to the Ksiva, because you don't need Chasima. According to Rabbi Meir, the Chasav is referring to the Chasima, because that's the Iker. So, okay, there's a whole discussion. Why did the Mishnah say that he needs to authorize the writing and the signing? Torah, because it's either the writing or the signing. We're not getting into that now. The reason might be because we hope, like Rabbi Eliezer, that really it's written properly. But if it's signed, it also signed properly. Signatures, but you can't have lower standards for them. We're not going to answer that now. Let's now elide the question of writing versus signing the get, call it all one big siva, not get into a religion or mayor. Say there is a bekasav. Bekasav clearly needs the husband to tell someone to be kosev. The edim, the sofer, both lemaisa. Why is that? Either because bekasav means he has the right. And since he has the right, he needs the kos. Or, no, because he needs to tell them to do it, so otherwise they will not write how does the shlichus camp believe this? How do they deal with kafbeis and mitbeis? So there are many answers. There are many answers. Let me learn get in while you back up. Still the colo. I wrote this up. I have only answered right there. But Tosos gives one answer. Tosos says, this Gemara of Pirushot Bekatan is only according to Rabbi Meir, who says because of in signing and not writing, just means you're above it. There are after lonely writing. But it was only very hack of the way we pass it for religious or Pirushot Bekatan is possible. Basically, Romero says the writing's not important. You can find it written in the garbage. So let me sign it. Okay, that's also the answer. There are many other answers as well. Many more creative answers as well. So maybe the correct answers. Okay, let us just go back to our sugya for a second. Says the Chidushim Ksav Yad, if you would hold like the Re-Udime, if you would hold like the Riudime, that it's a matter of Shlichus, then our Gemara makes perfect sense. Or it's all a sugya of Shlichus, meaning that Shlichus, well, that's from the Shliach, our whole Gemara reads. If you would hold like us, he says, that it's not a matter of Shlichus, it's a matter of Lishma, then what's our whole Gemara talking about when it says Mili Memtzul Shliach? What did that do with Mili Memtzul Shliach? They wrote a Lishma, or they did not write a Lishma. Okay, that is the Chiddushim Saviyat's question, right? That our Gemara is a little difficult. If you don't meet Shlichus for Pesidus again, then what does this have to do with Mili Memtzuran Lishliach? They wrote a Lishma, or they didn't write a Lishma. Okay, what's the answer? Well, in order to answer it, we need to delve a little bit more into this concept. Okay, let us
try to delve a bit more into this concept. The basic let's say you have a period of time to, there are many sugyas that get a question, some sugyas get an answer, etc. Forget about the language in any sugyas. You can always say the language is labdavka. But it says also what they were supposed to do. The question is the concept. What concept do we know? We know one concept, which is that you need the husband to tell the sofer to write and the edom to sign the get. Not only that, we being many Rishonim, such as the Rif, right? Passing like Rabbi Yossi, that even Omer Emer is not good enough. Right? In the Rama, even Omer Emer is not good enough. So, you need to have the husband tell him to write the get. If you hold for Shlichos, basically everything flows. There are a couple of sugyas that are very difficult, but the basic dinim of getting flow. The truth is really, I'm upset about this. We're in Gimel Zvach said, why can't the sofer write in advance? It must be because Minasam and Shema applies to issues of Vitas Kachim Lashma, seemingly indicating that the only issue is Lashma. That's where they really get it from. But the Helchus Gittin works fine. Helchus Gittin works fine, meaning the Mishnah and that. I am Aleph Amid Beis. Micha, of course, even if the husband doesn't have seen it himself, if someone wrote it without him telling them to, or signed it without him telling them to, then he didn't do a proper mikasav, so it was written by someone who's not him, and therefore it's possible. The same as if someone gave it, but he didn't tell them to give it. Okay. Here they say l'shma. What do we mean here by l'shma? Let's see, the lashon of, we'll stick the rush. I will read Pierce after. First, he answers the question. Are yes? No BDB. The Yesh Lomar, the person, then the Kulam Elsla Hadam Yeshom Shvat, all Lishma. The Luchashad Lishma Shol Tziva Baal. If the husband did not command them, if they didn't hear the husband tell them to write the get and sign the get, it's not Lishma. Yeshom Nestam, Yeshom Bab the Gershon Amedes, because when Astam, a woman's not going to be divorced. So, not Lishma, unless the husband tells them he wants to divorce his wife. And he brings a riot because in Zvachim, they assume the problem is Lishma. Okay, what do we mean by this? Why is it not Lishma if the husband did not tell them to write it if the husband didn't command them to write it? Why is it not Lishma? Well, then, what does Lishma mean? The Mishnah, in the beginning of third paragraph, don't turn to it, tells us what Lishma means. If the sofer just wrote it for practice, right, he has a Safras workshop, he has a stagiarian who are learning how to write Git, and he says, I, Reuven, Ben Yaakov, from the town of Bumdisa, hereby divorce my wife, Sarah Bas Reuven, etc., and writes it, and he goes, hey, that's my name. That's an excellent idea, Taka. Then that's no good. So he didn't write it. Lishma, he wrote it for practice. Not only that, if there were two guys named Reuven Ben Yaakov, and he wrote it for one Reuven Ben Yaakov, then the other guy says, and then says, you know what? I decided I'd like my wife. His friend says, oh, you know what? But I don't, so I'm also Reuven Ben Yaakov. Doesn't work, Stephen, right? Lishma, but it's one guy. Or even the same Reuven Ben Yaakov has two wives with the same name, wrote it for one, not for the other. Okay. Those are all Shalo Lishma, meaning I didn't write it with the intention of this man divorcing this woman. Right? And the mission there are three examples. Either I didn't write it for Gershon at all, I wrote it for practice, or I did write it for this guy, I wrote it for that guy, or I didn't write it for this one, I wrote it for that woman. That we understand Shalom Lishma. But how about the sofer? What does the Mishnah say in the Hain Alpha base? What's the lashon there? They told someone else to do it. Right? I told you to write a get to divorce my wife, and you're very busy, so you tell these guys. Tell them, no, here's the guy, here's this husband, here's the wife. It's very serious, write it. The sofer writes it Lashma. Why is it a begam of Lashma if he wrote it Lashma? If he actually did write it Lashma, then why do we call that a begam of Lashma? After all, they're writing for the right person. So, okay. Anyone want to answer? As Tosfos and Erevin asks, Gabi Get, one second. I think he cuts for sofa lishma. Even if he didn't get the shma, but lo tzivei bav, the husband didn't command him. Also, legarish bo, it's no good. As it says there, he brings truth. If the brice and I base him on aleph is better. The brice is really the kicker. What does the brice say? The brice says, Kasav sofer lishma, kasnu eden lishma. Avin shagas vuzimu bekasnu below. Even though they gave it to him, he doesn't see himself. How he get batal at shishma kolo. Even if they wrote it lishma and signed it lishma, it's still no good. So if you're from shlichas, it's no good because they did it lishma. But he had to do it and they weren't shluchim. But if you hold like the shonis, the midrash of the Ramban, and the first day in Tosfos, then it says they wrote it lishma. Why is it not called lishma? So what's pshat? Why is it not called lishma if they wrote it lishma? Very strange.
Maybe because the woman is not married, she the sofa hears it from him. He's a bee to the sofa. The woman is not a married engine. Even if he intends it, he knows it.
He can't do lishma because. Aha. He can't do lishma, it's not the worst one this stage. Okay, that's one approach. Let me introduce with an approach that's really, before we get back to that, an approach that's more radical than that. It's really Shitas Yachid, such a Shitas Yachid, no one takes it into account. But the first day in Tosfos in Irvin. Tosfos in Irvin, Dav Yudgimel, gets onto this for a whole tangent and asks, exactly, yes, what's shot in Maseches Gittin? What does Tosfos say? Someplace here, Tosfos in Irvin, Dav Yudgimel. Miyukasha, Legabi Get, it's not called Lishma if you didn't have a tzivoy. What's pshat? And he says, don't say it's because of Shlichus. This is Tosos and not the Reed. This is the other name of Tosos, right? And we should put this here, right? Not just the first day in Tosos Gittin. It is Tosos in Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. And the first day in Tosos in Gittin, Daf Beis Amud Beis, and the Rush. The Tosos Rush. But in Tosfos and Erevin takes a different posture. He says, look, here shows the Kotlin. Clearly don't need Shlichus. First answer is, olam chashav l'shma v'hasam pasal v'drabanan. Really, it is l'shma. It's l'shma. They wrote it l'shma. It's olam sol d'rabanan. Why? Zikra atu shalom l'shma. You know, if they do it without hearing the husband tell them, it could lead to writing shalom l'shma. Okay, the reasonable, if I tell you write a get, you're obviously writing it lishma. If you write a get without me telling you, you're writing it lishma, but it can easily confuse it. The case in the Mishnah Chavdala, we wrote it for someone else, you wrote it for lishma. So therefore, to avoid confusion, it's pasul midrabanan. Okay, why does no one else agree with this day in Tosfos? In three letters.
Batel.
Batel. Dafayin Alton please keep saying, Hare ha get batel, Hare ha get batel. And what is but? Just like in the Sefer Shabbos, right? That Shabbos, what does potter mean? It's also Yerbana. And what does chayiv mean?
Derasa.
That mutter means mutter. Likewise, in the Sefer Shabbos, the Gemara says, and the Rambam had the same code words, there are code words. Kosher means kosher. Tossel means possible means rabbana. Remember, we saw the Rambam of the Sopik over Imru, Pasol, and Batel, and Batel means Batel, Midaraisa. Okay, so what does Tosfos say? Every rule has its exceptions, and Batel means Midaraisa, in this case. Okay, in this case, what it really means is, Harim said Batel if they write a Shalom Lishma, and an extension of that. It's possible in your Allah now. Unless they hear his voice. That's very rad.
There's even a second answer there in Tosafot Arabic. So, what's the big question? The big question is from the Lush of the Brisa. The Brisa is better than the Mishnah. The Brisa says, Chasav Sofer Lishma v'chasmo Edom Lishma, still no good. Kasha, Lama, Haget, Batel, Im, what's the Lushon? Chasav, meaning the Gemara is not fighting for the challenger. Kasav Sofer Lishma, to be the Lushon the Brisa. V'chasmo Edom Lishma. So, one answer is very radical. Tosos Erevin Yud Gimel Lamed Beis says, "Kenachanami Kosher the Oraisa Ubatel Lav Davka the Choslu Get Shenichtav Vinechtav without Shmias." Right? Even Sibir Habal is not good enough. You need them to hear the Sibir Habal, right? If I say Omer and Rule, that's not good enough. Let's hear. Right? Well, okay, that's what I'll say if you hear it. But if we see Sibir Habal, let's say, right? Right, remember, Achi Yishma is my closest Rabban that we discussed last time. How Dr. Rabban says, even if I appoint you Shalom Lefana, no good unless you hear, right? But the Rav says, no, if I appoint you Shalom Lefana, that's good enough, because there is a secret. Just by tell someone else to appoint you, that's okay. Because me and Lord Shleach. But anyway, Atu Shalom Lishma. That is super rad. And that's not what Simcha was saying, right? What Simcha was saying is, let's take the Lashon of some of the Rishonim here, and the Atav Beis. Give me a second. What does Tosfos say on Daf Beis? He doesn't say too much. Develop Sibir Habal Lochoshev Lashma. But let's take some of the other Rishonim there. The Rashba says direct. Says the Rashba. The Kula Mel Zalam Shem Shlish Rishu Ba'al Mishom Lashma. They're not so serious about Lishma. And they're really writing Stam. What does he mean? He doesn't mean they're writing for practice or they're writing for a different man or for a different woman. No, they're writing like the Brisa says. I am writing for Reuven to divorce Rachel. But I'm not noticing Lein Kol Kach. I'm not so serious about it. I'm not serious enough about it. It's halachically considered Stam, so I'm not so serious about it. Why am I not so serious about it? Because Stam Yishalav Lagirishin, right? And then Stam, women don't get, wives are not divorced from their husbands, unless the husband tells me. If I didn't hear, as it were, from the horse's mouth, then I don't really believe that he's going, I'm not sure he's going to divorce his wife. Right, I'm not sure he's going to divorce. He didn't tell me to do it. I'm not sure he's going to divorce his wife. You know, or even if I'm sure he's going to divorce his wife, I'm not sure he's going to divorce his wife, perhaps, with this get that I'm writing now, right? Because I'm not sure that he wants me to write. I'm not sure that he wants me to write a get to divorce his wife, because I didn't hear it from him. And if I'm not sure, I'm not, you know, saying, Lein Kol Kach, I don't have the requisite level of seriousness to count to the Lishma. That's a big fish. Yeah, Lishma requires Nesimas Lein.
Well, I'm trying to understand that Siyur, the Sofer, on his own initiative, decides to write a get.
No, it could even be someone else tells him to write. Over in your room, even mention Shliach on his own, either on his own, or Shliach or Shliach, right? Let's say the case there is Shliach or Shliach, right? Well, there's two cases there. Either he does it on his own, or Shliach or Shliach. Okay, but if he didn't hear it from the horse's mouth, excuse me, if he didn't hear it from the horse's mouth, then he's just not serious enough. What do we mean by he's not serious enough? So you could say that, how do you interpret this? You could say, well,
maybe he'll just be joking around and, like, do it some for practice. In which case, and what if he said he was serious, he'd say, well, it's only Zeta. But I'm going to assume that he doesn't mean literally, like, he's going to be joking around the gathering. What he means is that you need a high degree of seriousness for the Shema. For the Shema, you need to be 100% sure. And if he's not 100% sure, that's not called the Shema. That's called Stam. Maybe that's the Rashba means. Unless he's mamish things to fool around all the time. So look, right? You tell Morty and Charlie. Bednarsh wants to write a gift for his wife. Did you write it? And they're just going to stop fool around? That's what he means? They're just going to be practicing? Let's assume it means that, no, they'll write it. But in the back of their mind, they're like, maybe we're pressing too, maybe we aren't. We don't really know. Right? So,
I mean, that's basically applying a level of certainty that doesn't exist.
I'd say a little better. No. That's requiring, maybe all Lishma requires a high level of certainty. It's just that usually it's not an issue. Let's take a classic example. I am tying tzitzis Lishma. I require a real high degree of certainty that I'm tying tzitzis. Okay, that's no kunst. What else am I doing? I need to write a Sefer Torah Lishma. I require a high degree of certainty that I'm writing a Sefer Torah. Okay, but there's no sunyut about it, because, like, when would that ever be an issue? Only when it comes to Stam Ishalav the Gerishin Kai, the Gemara says in the beginning of Zach. When it comes to someone else divorcing his wife, which is, you know, not Sefer Torah or Tzitzis. Is this other guy going to divorce his wife? Does he want me to write a get? Does he want me to get to divorce his wife? Maybe only there. There's enough Kamina requiring the highest level of seriousness. But maybe you always need seriousness for Lishma. You need certainty. Right? So maybe that's Lo Yitnu Leiv Kol Kach is a very, very a practical formulation, I admit. The Ramban there also has somewhat of a very practical formulation. Although the Ramban has formulations in different places that sound very different, which we're going to try to explain. But if you go ahead somewhere here, you look at the Ramban there and Daf Bafis, the Kaf Gimel, he says, okay, there he doesn't say it. Ain't a lishma chiyomu hu lahem ksovu shu eish. And he wrote so the garish. Kosmi atzman. Yeah, there ain't zok sivashim gershin klal shari ainam yodim in yigershena. It's not sivak. They don't know if he's going to divorce her. It's very similar to the Rashba. So another derech I would say is take the Ramban ada chav gimel and aleph the base and base. It's sort of random. We're in the sugya of base second. And all right, let's call it chav base and base. And we'll hold to it. He says no. Ain Yodim and Yigar Shena or the Rashba and the Chabazman Bay says Lo Yitnu Leiv Kol Kach Lichto Lishma. What I think they both mean is even though they write and sign Lishma, it's without certainty. It's not called Lishma if it's not with certainty. Now, to a certain extent, this depends on how you conceptualize Lishma. There's a fundamental machlokas about what Lishma means. Is Lishma mean I have to do something in the right way? Or does Lishma mean I have to designate the chetza? If Lishma is about doing something the right way, then you might think, well, you're not 100% certain. I'm still doing it in a Lishma way, not in a Lishma way. I'm not doing it totally neutrally. But if Lishma means designating the Chetza, right? This is a, what does it mean when you write a Sefer Torah Lishma? Want it to be a Chetza of a Sefer Torah. What does it mean when writing a Lishma? I am saying this get is for Reuven divorcing Rachel. That's what this get is for. I'm designating the object. It could be in order to designate an object, you need to be certain that this object was requested by the person who goes to use it for that. Any ritual object I can designate because I don't need anyone else to decide that they're really going to use it. Sefer Torah, anyone can link from census, anyone can wear, etc. But, for Reuven's first Rachel, I don't really know that I'm doing it first Rachel.
maybe I can't be certain enough to say I am designating this yet for Reuven's divorce to Rachel. So, okay, in any case, even though they write or sign a schmuck, they don't have the level of certainty necessary for Lashma. The Chiddush is, Lashma requires a high level of certainty.
But from the Mishnah, it sounds like they don't need to rewrite it again, which implies that, like, Mishma.
Of course they do.
They need to rewrite. They can't use the existing get.
What do you mean? It says if they write it without hearing his voice command them, or sign it without hearing his voice command them, if they give it to him and he approves of it, and he gives it to his wife, it's worthless. He has to start from scratch. Oh, that's really Tosa's question there.
That says an answer.
How would anyone else answer answer that question? That is a good question. The answer might be that, you know, ultimately, first of all, the answer might be that maybe you thought that the Shema required by the Sultan's quality of the Shema required here. Or it might just be that, no, but I write a Sefer Torah, you know, I mean, okay, and I'm going to leave that sort of for now. I'm confident.
This along very well with the case for something you look for the thing you have to kill it. But there you know he means it.
There you know he means it. Correct. Now, here's the question. Answer Moshe Feinstein. What about Omer Imru? Yeah? I understand. We'll get there. That was Mishmoel in brackets who says he found some tears in the Rabban. Let's see if we can ask. But the and that's not what the else is. But says Rav Moshe Feinstein, he says, hold on a second, what about Omer Imru? What does Omer Imru mean? Remember, I tell Binyamin and Aryeh, go tell Irv and Simcha to write and sign again. Omer Imru. And that's possible. Right, whatever Omer Imru means, there were us way, there were that's way, Omer Imru is possible for Rabbi Yossi, according to the Bryce and the Fine Base, Amad Aleph, and Winter Rash, and Tation Mishnah, the Fine Aleph, and Base. There's a very serious manga Omer that Omer Imru is possible. And the Rif, and many others pass in that way. How could you not be very serious? I told them to tell you to do it. I understand you care about this. You heard from 2 Aiden that I told you to do it. Why would you be less than 100% serious? Why would you be less than 100% certain? And here, Rav Moshe has to be nitcha. What is Rav Moshe? Kiddush. The Rav Moshe to answer this question. Exactly. Says Rav Moshe, Al Pi Shnayim Edim Yakum Davar. There are 2 ways to interpret. One is the Torah is telling us whatever 2 Edim say is true. Says, no, that's not what it means at all. Rather, even though, you know, that's a very reasonable interpretation, it means Bezdin accepts the testimony of 2 Edim. That's Rav Moshe, you know what that means? What's not mean? That doesn't mean whatever 2 Edim says is true. 2 Edim could be lying. It means Bezdin has certain rules. Their rules are they accept the testimony of 2 Edim. Zafkamina. Bezdin accepts the testimony of 2 Edim. But a Yachid has no reason to believe 2 Edim. Any more than 1 aid. I mean, I guess a little more, it's twice as much, right? But 2 people, I don't trust everything 2 people say. 2 people say a lot of stupid things. A Yoshida has no reason to believe 2 aidim. Therefore, says Rav Moshe, even if I say Omer Imru, I send 2 aidim to tell him that I want you to write the get and sign it for me, you don't really believe them. Since you don't really believe them, therefore you're not writing it Lashma. You don't really believe them, you're not writing it Lashma. That's a big chiddush of Rav Moshe, that, you know, that there's no reason for someone to believe 2 Edim, but that's what he says right here. He says, Eino, see as a sober in the Shema, Eino didn't show Bedkin, the Eino shall Atzman.
Yeah.
Hashdus is that if Bedkin was not involved in writing Gittin, it's Chazal, that's only a matter. Takana. Ella Eino shall Atzman, Eino lein Tchi of Lahamin. Afahari, there's no obligation to believe even many Eidim. Lachin Esher, Shasofer Eidim, Bo Yavi to believe on Lahaitim. They don't believe the Eidim. Sha'amr Lahem Shabbat Tzivim Lechem. These two guys tell you, oh, Bednar said to ask you to do this, friend. You might not know them. The Yisrael Shem Rosheker. Just Atman Kalsman Kalsman Lashma. Well, next up Lashma. It's not Lashma because you're not really, you're not really certain. And then he says, what if they do believe them? What if you do believe them? No, it's still not called a Shema because it's not a firm belief that's written in the Baal. It's just a passing mood. Okay. You have to be very nitpick to take this practical interpretation. Meaning you have to be very nitpick. What do you have to say? You have to say, what about Omer Imro? Kasha the Omer Imro says the Igros Moshe. First of all, you could always say, how about the Mandamar Omer Imro is Kasha? It would work for Shmuel. After all, maybe we pass like Shmuel, right? In the Shulchan Aruch Rav, I have in brackets the Shut. I have to know Mark. Not called Shut. Rav's called Shut Admor Hazak. But it's printed in the back of Shulchan Aruch Rav. Just look at Shulchan Aruch Rav. Just called Shut Hazak. He deals with this issue, right? There's a case of Omer Group. And he says there's a Marshal who said, remember, that Ramban quoted the Tosfos as saying that we pass him like Shmuel. And the Ramban himself lean that way, maybe Omer was kosher. If Omer was kosher, you know this. Omer and Omer is kosher, then they're sure. It's just, they're not sure. But Ashtos, in the Shulchan Arab says, even Bokum, I can't rely on Omer. Too many shown who pass like the Yosef. So the pass like Yosef, what he do says the Moshe big chiddush. The big chiddush is that ein asofer v'ha'edim ha'aminim le the shnei hashluchim because I'll be eight yachim dabur is not a chiv on the yachid. Okay, that's a big finish, but that's what he says. But, first of all, because the Gemara has a din of Shemit Hiskari, and that's just kosher lotus. It's not both. Some Achronim on the Rambam want to be nitzach to say maybe it's possible for a butter, but the evidence is kosher. That's much said. That's only a kosher lotus. And that certainly wouldn't be a bottle. Right? Frankly, this is the right side because you're afraid she might. So, but you're right, it's a good point, meaning that's exactly what Moshe is saying. Oh, why don't Simcha and Erv write the Shema and hear from two people? Because they think, these two people are telling the truth. I know up to the Torah, they're accepting anything, but maybe she hired them. It's crazy. Meaning, a lot of crazier things happen in the script. This is nothing.
It makes sense. Basically, they're both
going to
be aiding. I don't have to wait until
you're aiding. That's mentioned the fact that you're saying, that is the kind of Moshe. And then when they accept to aid him through the whole process, they don't just accept him with the drop of the hat. Fair. I mean, the reason we lead to aid him is because they're made if they follow him, right? If there's been he read, et cetera, it's not so much. Okay, fair. Anyway, what would the Nafkamina of this be? The Nafkamina of this would be let's say they had some secret passageway, right? Some weird way of knowing that it's true. Then it would be kosher. What if there was some way they knew it was true that would make it kosher? And that's exactly what the Torah Moshe is about. What are all these truths? Why are there so many truths that have been very long truths? Because you have all these cases like Egon where they had to try to find that if there's any room to be maksher yet when you had what if you had some way the sofer and Aiden they knew 100%. Then it would be kosher, but that would seem really allowed. Well, that's sort of Moshe's example of how they can know 100%. A letter. A letter in the husband's handwriting. What if the husband wrote a letter in his handwriting? And they had proof it was his handwriting. Okay, how do they have proof? They recognize his handwriting, or they bring them objective proof that it's his handwriting, etc. What if there's proof that it's his handwriting? Says from Moshe, well, in that case, they can be 100% certain. And then it's kosher, even though they didn't hear him command them, or in the case of the Shulchan Aruch, right? 200 years before Moshe, the case was the sofer overheard the husband telling the Eidim Omer Imr. The husband told the Eidim, go tell someone to write a get for me. It happened to be a guy who had arrived, overheard it from the next room. So says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, well, there's no direct appointment, but sure they're telling the truth because he heard it with his own ears, right? So that's the case. Says the Rav Moshe, right? He says someplace here. Says Rav Moshe, but Dover Pashit will shy at times there because of Bab Sab Yado. La'achar she le'echad she yomer l'sofer lichtav le'idim la'achdom da'zeo ka'omer ma'afilas al-reim v'vay she'ef the rolling sofer, right? I write a letter. You tell a sofer and Eden to make a get for me. You show them the letter. They know you're telling the truth. It's objective proof. Or the Shulchan Aruch Rav's case, which was someone who heard the husband say it, wrote the get. Ain lifsel, there's no, you can't passel. You can't passel in this case because, it says someplace here, the needle be done, even though Milo remembers from the Shliach, once he was Shomeya be'atzmo, Adif Tfeble in Kavana. Right. Okay. So what the nafkamina of this is, if you take this xera approach and there's the high standard certainty approach. Nafkamina, if you find some weird way to make the sofer and the eidim certain, then that's good enough. Again, obviously in the real life shaylas that we're bringing instead of the hakel putting things together, etc. But Misvara, they think this is the linchpin. I mean, this is the linchpin of these two chumas. I normally would not be Masher, Neely, Lemps, Neely, and Omer, Imru, etc. Because just Shomar says not, Ruby Shim says not, etc. But over here, we have some new factor which we can rely on, Halacha Lemaisa. So Nafkamina, if there's some other way of achieving certainty. What's the other way? The Igros Moshe says, Ksav Yado. Right? They see he wrote a letter to the first guy. They see his handwriting. Or says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, not in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Chubas. He says, he's drafting, right? Overhearing. Or this is very radical Bach. The Gemara says this Bach is clearly going this direction. He's much more radical than the Rav Moshe and the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Says the Bach, the Gemara says, Ha'isha atzma koseva says gita. The wife can write her own get. Obviously, she then has to give it to the husband. He has to give it to her. So the Bach quotes, everyone quotes in the Yad Rama, and I don't consider this particularly radical. Everyone calls the Yad Rama. Of course, that's only if the husband told her to write the get, because of Arasuki, he didn't see the Baal. Says the Baal, no, but it doesn't say them in Chas. Well, I think it's many to you, Kim. I don't know how often. Then, no, the wife can write her get even without the husband telling her. Doesn't that go against everything in Arasuki?
says, no. He says, what's the whole reason? The whole reason why you need the husband to tell the sofer right to get is not because of shlichus. It's because of lishma. Why is it lishma? Because the sofer doesn't know whether to take it seriously or not. The wife knows whether to take it seriously. When the woman writes her get, she knows whether her husband wants to divorce her or not. She says, so she knows. He didn't have to tell her. She knows. She's been called Barbie. She married him. Kosavto lishma afilo amalabal lakoso. Asher king chenichta lishma. And if you say, well, maybe we're not so sure, at the very least, she declares spreading the lishma, it's okay. Says the Bach. That's another way to get certainty. Another way to get certainty is be in the thick of it. If you're on the ground, if you're the wife, then you know what's going on. A stranger doesn't know what's going on until he hears it from the husband. I heard a rumor. You guys shared me a rumor that Reuben wants to divorce Rachel. It's cute, but I don't really know. But if I'm Rachel, I know. Now, I'm not sure if I would have said the same as Bach. You know, often women are very surprised by their husband's plan one way or the other. But okay, that's it doesn't matter. The Bach is clearly viewing this as certainty. It's all about certainty, right? Yeah, Toso spec Zera. You don't need certainty. You just need basic Lishma, and everything else is like Zera up to. The formulation of Rabban and Rashban, that Sugya sounds like it's got certainty, and that's how many of us have certainty. You don't have certainty. If you can fill in the certainty, then that's better. Here we just add the Bach, who's much more radical. Aisha Atzma, he assumes the woman herself has a level of certainty that other people don't. Okay, it's a big finish. The woman herself is more certain, even then, Omer Imrov, even then, you guys got an indirect message from me. I guess the Bach would say, yes, you guys get an indirect message from me. Two games. The woman, for her, it's not games. For her, it's very serious. Okay. That's, however, and then, if you say it's just all about having the right kavanos and or being certain about them. What does it mean? Also be the shlichusan. It doesn't mean that even have to be shluchim. It doesn't mean that sofer has to be shluchim. It just means he has to be certain that the Baal wants this get to be written. And, you know, if you already wrote one, he's not certain that the Baal wants the divorce from the same. Get away with it. However, then we get to the Bishmol's Kasha. The Bishmol doesn't matter if you looked at the Bishmol. It wasn't, you don't need to look at the Bishmol. You just need to know the Ramban in different places starts to have different tunes. The Ramban in Daf Kaf Beis Amad Beis, Flash of Gimel Amad Aleph. I will read it to you again. His Lashon, if I can find it, his Lashon is. Some place around here. Yes. In Yodim Yigar Shena. Sounds very practical. Just do they know or do they not know? But in other places, it sounds a little different. By the time you get to the Ramban Daf of Daleth Beis, it says, La Mishum the Be'inim because of Mamish. And then he says, Abel Hamsa the Kus of La Goli of a Kus of the Lamishim Sivaso Kak. It's not called Lishma. It's not called Lishma unless the Baal or someone else wrote it. It's not Lishma unless the Baal or someone else wrote it. And what I say here, here is a funny formulation in our Sugya. What did the Ramban say in our Sugya when he's explaining why Omer Imru doesn't work? Even though Omer Imru is merely Minoy Shliach Shalo Birfana. Sorry, you'll have patience while I flick through. That's what happens. It's been so long. So yeah. He says, why doesn't it work? He says, Shami get it. Why? The came into Inan Lishma. You need Lishma. Ubeinanami because of a Baal, we need a husband to write it. The sofer and edim are not in place of the Baal unless they heard it straight from him. Here, it's a very funny formulation here. You need lishma, and you need because of a Baal. Does that mean the Ramban's changing his mind? And by the way, a lot of the big rush Ramban quoted his formulation here, the Rashba said. You need lishma, that's what he said in the other sources. and you need b'kasa chabal. But I thought he said you don't need b'kasa chabal. Wasn't that the shita of the reed, which was not his shita? His shita was b'kasa sulfur, just b'kasa from the shema. So it's a big mess. What exactly Ramban is trying to say here? Is he trying to say, and goes for old? Is he trying to say, well, there's an absolutist, I can tell you my side, and I can tell you something else's side? Is that what he means? Or maybe he means something a little in between. Interestingly, to the best of my knowledge, if I am not mistaken, the Ramban and the Rishonei Svara, meaning the Ramban and the Rishonei Svara, don't say what Tosafot says, that the Pasad is going on the Sukkah. And the Ramban and the Chavdala, which I think is the very Chashuv one, the Ramban in Daf Chavdala and Beis says, it says in the Gemara that the husband needs to write it for his Bekasa. So he says, first of all, it doesn't need Bekasa. It just means if he doesn't write it, it's not a sefer resource for him. It doesn't literally mean he needs to write it, because you don't need Shlichus. Just means, you know, if someone else writes it, then it's not a sefer resource for him. Or he says, no, if it had only said Bekasav, we would have thought it means he has to write it. But now that it says La, Golia Bekasav, Megala Bekasav, the La was Yixi Plus Okapit, El Mishamisha Ain of Kos the Shmalim King, Kosvo Bala, that it's Megala on Bekasav, that it's not that you need his Sifa. It's that it's not the Shma unless he or someone with his authorization wrote. What's Arman saying here on Daf Chavdal and Rebeis? That La is Megala on the Kasav. Right? That it's Lashma. But here makes it sound, it's not because practically they can't have proper Kabbalah if they tell either Tosus. They might have proper Kabbalah if it's zero, also the other case they won't have proper Kabbalah if they tell them. Or what Samachronim pick up on the, what's a Tosus, or what some other Achronim pick up on the formulation of some of the Shavim. Say other than just they're lishma, they're not sure about lishma. No, here it sounds like we're fundamental. Law tells you that for kasav means, law is the marker of the din of lishma. For kasav, law from the word law, it doesn't have to say kasav. I could have said for kasav, say for resource not of yada, and no one would have lost any sleep over it. The Torah is the actual word law. The future needs to be lishma. Lishma teaches us that for kasav is because it's not lishma unless the husband or someone authorized by the husband. Maybe the point is that it's really somewhere in between. It's really somewhere in between. It's midin l'shma, but it's not midin l'shma practically. It's midin l'shma forms. It's midin l'shma, but it's only called l'shma if the husband or someone representing the husband writes shlichus. But midin l'shma, you need. I wouldn't say you need the husband to write it b'shlichus, because the whole sheet is not shlichus. You can have a chiddush of the katan write as long as someone helped them have a kabbalah. It's not shlichus. But it is perhaps something akin to shlichus. You need it to be written, you know, at the behest of the husband. You need it written under the aegis of the husband, or else it's not the shema. Maybe that's shot in the Ramban. And that's really the Chakira of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, obviously, he says the Reb Chaim put on the Makor sheet. He says it more authoritatively. You notice at the end it said in parentheses, see the Chibur, I'm Chuj Reb Chaim, Levi Kar Gilmi, Ochotichas Halachitikas. He obviously says it more authoritatively in Ochotichas, in the Chibur that he wrote himself. But at least in terms of our Sugya, he says it at greater length in the stencil and the notes that are printed on the chaff, but I, focus more on this line in the stencil. And he says he has chakira l'shma. He says, if you take the side of l'shma, yesh lachor l'hanach tzavid lo boi shlicha, so ad boi tzivir ba'al misham l'shma, is it just what he calls for the hechi timtzi l'shma? In order to have l'shma, you need to have tzivir ba'al. Right, because it's not called Lishma, even if they write Lishma, it doesn't work in the Tzivur Baal. I think that's what this Reb Chaim's Mekirin. Is it what Reb Chaim calls the, right, the Rach
Tzad Aleph of his Takira, right? You need Tzarech Simvoi Abaal Lehechi Timtzi Shel Lishma. Just in order to have a case of Lishma, you need Simvoi Abaal. Or, and theoretically do it in a different way, but maybe it's just very hard to find a case, and he might have these exceptional cases. Or maybe he'll find some technical one now. Or he says, no. Odilma, the mind of going to see the Abamich and Lashma, lo have your records from 80 tenths of the Lashma, el the Dutrichim lasa get bado. No, it's fundamental. You need to make this get Lashma, and can't make this get Lashma without his authorization. The Lashma to get Shani, you fundamentally need, I would call it shlichas. I would call it perhaps a new concept that is not exactly shlichas. But without his command, without following his request, it's not shlichas. If it was shlichas, it wouldn't apply to a chirushot to the kafah. Right? It's not technical shlichas. It's something else, which obviously I'll have to explain. It's something else. It's not shlichus. It's something else. But without doing it, without following the orders of the Baal, it is formally not called the Shema. Meaning, only, and here, okay, perhaps there are different formulations as to here the Echlod and go wild, different formulations exactly how it works. But what he's saying is that, number three, that really it is somewhat of a compromise. And why does it make sense it's somewhat of a compromise? Because look, the Gemara used the Lashon Shlich, also even Shlich, who's on seven people in base. Sounds like a Shlich, so you can say Vavdavka. But it's much easier to say Vavdavka if it's something akin to Shlich, than if it's something which doesn't resemble Shlich at all. Right? It's much easier to say Vavdavka if it's at least akin to Shlich, Mila Metzer, Lashliach, etc. So, which of course we have to get back to, says, and I think that's really the Ramban, if you put together, now I know the Ramban in Dafka base doesn't sound so. But I think if you put together, start with the Ramban Daf Chaf Daled. What does he say? Lav Shma is Megala on Vekasav. That it means you need Ksivas Habal Acher Bershuso in order for it to be Lashma. Right? Doesn't sound like you need a certain idea for it to be Lashma. It sounds like you need a certain level of Baal's involvement to make it Lashma. You need a certain level of Baal's involvement to make it to make it Lashma. And then I think that matches what he says here. Here's a very different formulation. He says, you need Lashma, and also you need Vakasav Abal. What do you mean? His sheet was you don't need Vakasav Abal. So basically, and now, if you want to annoy me, you could say, when the Rabban here said, you need to write Lashma, but oh, you need Vakasav Abal until they hear his voice, they're not going to call Abal. Say, what he meant by both Inami, you need according to me, Lashma, according to the ring, you need because of a Baal. Then he doesn't say the Inami, he says, well, oh, and I think that Chavdal, he's saying it doesn't mean because of a Baal. But it doesn't mean because of a Baal, we tell on Vaisekhsta, which then it means Shlichas, means because of a Baal, we tell on Lashma. And that's exactly what he says. And I think Chavdal is the key. I have to say that on Daf Chavdal, he's being a little lopped off. What does he mean? And Daf Chavdal says, look, I just have to explain on a basic level. On a basic level, I can explain. On a basic level, I can explain that without Sivrei HaBaal, they don't even know what they're talking about at all. That's fine. On Daf, based on things, on Daf Chabez, the Ramban's not giving his full answer. On Daf Chabez, the Ramban's saying, you know, if they just write Stam for on a lark, then that's like Pasha not Lashma, because they don't even know what they're talking about, right? But he says, but later on, you have to explain it better. I'm going to have to explain to Omer and Imru. I'm going to have to explain like very serious things. Later on, I'm going to do the research. If you just write it unprompted at all, then it's Pashanach. But he says, I don't mean the Igris Moshe. What I'm claiming is that the Ramban and the Chabez is not continuing to the Igris Moshe. Let me make sure I'm clear. The Ramban and the Chabez and the Rasman and the Chabez say, if they just write it out of the clear blue for no reason, then they're not really doing it Lashma. Then the Igros Moshe asks, but what about Omer Imru? It's very serious context. Why is that Lashma? And he says, let me continue what they said there. It's also not serious and not certain and not the Shema, because they don't really believe it. I'm thinking that's not what the Ramban means. That doesn't carry through the Ramban and Daf Chavdal and Daf Samach Vav. What I'm claiming is, what is the Ramban and Daf Chavdal and Beis and Daf Samach Vav and Beis? You would say, nah. I think you would say the same thing to the Rashba. The Daf Samach Vav and Beis, you can't be forced to Ramban. Say, on the Daf Chavdal and Beis, is there mama siva bachasima stam li siva klal eno lishma aval be'emes yesh hezber Yeshesper after Lama Kol Siva Beli Shmias Kol Haba'al Eino Lashma. Basically, what I'm claiming is that there are Ba'al and I'm against the Yerushalayim and against the Shulchan Aruch and against the Bach. That's the Bach basically. Okay. When they wrote that, they were just being Yerushalayim to Zayin Dachav Beis. I have to explain to you why you need to hear the husband Siva. He died, otherwise, he's joking around. But they're saying, and if you ask me, and what if you're not joking around? What if it's over in room? Later, I'll tell you the real reason. And what's the real reason later on, that's what I'm claiming, is that, as the Ramban said, Chavdal, law is megala on Mekasav. Or as he says here, we need Lashma and also Mekasav. When Tosfos says, because of Kaya Sofer, the Ramban doesn't say that. The Ramban doesn't say because of Kaya Sofer. That's only Tosfos. And what I'm claiming is there are two versions of this there. One is the of this the shmader. One is the kasa kaya sofer. But the Ramban clearly doesn't believe the kasa kaya sofer. Right? He says the shma, but he doesn't think the kasa kaya sofer. Because what does he say? He says, and that two places. And that Chavdal, he doesn't say anything that would call you out, unless I missed it. And that Chavdal, he says, Kosvo ha-ba'alo acher bershuso afkishin shlich manish. He's the Baal or someone who's a shlich manish. Or someone who's acting on behalf of the Baal, even though he's the shlich manish. And what does he say here? He's the Kosvo ha-ba'al. What does he say here? And that sounds like love and error. So yeah, he says, the Kasav, sorry, I'm keeping my finger in it now. He says, Haba'al o sofer ve'edem omdim in makam Haba'al. He didn't say shlichus. He said, Haba'al o sofer ve'edem omdim in makam Haba'al. What I'm going to affiliate with this is the formulation, of the, it's a throwing line of the Nimki Yosef, who's clearly the sort of initial shlichus of, you know, Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, Ran, Nimki Yosef, sort of the last of that. Shoshelet says the Nimuke Yosef in Bona Pastor, total other context, talking about who pays for the gap, the husband, etc. And what does it say in one very, very pithy line? Says the Nimuke Yosef there, his last one is Mashma because of an Asan Shabal Hanosno who Machtivo. The Baal is machtiv to get. But when Shaparesko wrote that, his nafkamina is, who has to pay? Who has to pay for the get? Wife has to pay because she's the one who wants to be able to remarry someone else? Or does the husband have to pay? Why should the wife pay? Well, she's the one benefiting. She should pay. I mean, not really the chus, but I guess she's the one who gets useful for him. She wants to take this get and children. Says, no, the husband should pay because of an upside. What does he say? He says, Habal machtiv as haget. It's an interesting lashon, machtiv as haget. Not that the Baal has to write it or have his shliach shulchan gemosa write it. The Baal has to be responsible for writing the get. He has to be behind the writing the get. His words have to be behind the writing the get. Maybe that's what Ramban means. Not because of Kaya Sofer. Because of Kaya Baal. The Baal Mamish has to write in the shulchan gemosa. The Baal has to be responsible for writing it. The Baal has to cause the writing of this get. Right? Maybe that means the Baal machtin es haget. And basically, what does the Ramban say? This is, for an A, but there's also a B. What is B? B is the Ramban, and Daf Samach Bavar B says, the Kasav HaBaal, Omi Bin Komo, that sounds more like Shlichus, but if you put that together for Ramban, on Daf Kavdalad on B's, he says, the Ramban on Daf Chabdalad, and I think that's the linchpin. You'd say the Ramban of Chabdalad was not getting into the hard places. He was just explaining to you the Pasha case. If they write it for no reason, it's Pasha Banishma. I'll tell you later why, if they write it for a good reason, it's still Banishma. What does he say? He says again that Lamishum Ksivaso Kapit. It was Makbin Amru Kasa, but not because you need this Ksiva. She said, Ain't a Krusla Shma Elam Ke Kaswa Balo Akhar Bershus. To be with Shema, it needs to be written by the Baal. Not because of what they have in mind. Fundamentally. Right? He says, so the Shema, and he says, that's a Gloyan V'kosav. That's the key. The key is that, what he means is, La, which is the Shema, Megale Al V'kosav, She'eno the Shema. He doesn't mean it's not practically Shema. You know, Kris L'Shema. It's not called something which is L'Shema. Ella and Cain, Kasav Baal O Acher Hirshuso. Sorry, this little word say Kasav Baal O Acher Hirshuso. In which case, this is Reb Chaim's second side. This is Reb Chaim's second side. Rav Sanzen says, fundamentally, the Shema means it needs to be the Baal. Fundamentally, the Shema needs the involvement of the Baal. It's a din. It's that. Din l'shma. Tzarech sivoy ha-Baal. Not shlichus. But here, the machloket between the Ramban and the Ri is not that the Ri thinks the Kasav is going on husband, the Ramban thinks no such thing. No, they both think because of what's going on, the husband or someone he authorized it. But it's the Maisek Siva needs him, or Shlutz Rekhi Mosa, or to be not to forget. The Shlicha the Siva needs to be from him, but it doesn't need to be his mice. I mean, I'll try to sweeten that in a moment. And I would even add that maybe, sorry, we can add to this, the formulation of Mukayel Yosef who says, a Baal. Again, this is just a line as to who pays the cost of the sofer. We say the Baal Machtiv Saget. It's not the husband has to write it. Then you need Shlichus. And then it's Tzarech Shlichus Kavod and count. No, the husband has to cause it to be written. The husband has to say words which cause it to be written. Then it can be a Tzarech Shlichus Kavod. It's not Mamash Shlichus. It's Gain Shlichus. But it's not Mamash Shlichus. It's a different din which resembles Shlichus but doesn't have the formal requirements of Shlichus. Being a bardas, a formal requirement. It doesn't have a formal requirement, it can be carried out of a but it still has to be something akin to shlichus. And that's why the Gemara can use a fringe shlichus. I mean, it loud now gets the akin to shlichus. I think there's the pashup shot in basically, vast majority of Shona Machronim to take the Lashma approach. I think they really mean this or in between approach. And what do they mean here? They mean that. You need the kasav of the need kasav by order of the Baal in order to have lishma formal, not psychologically because we don't think they will take it seriously. Oh, now here's where Reb Chaim says something very clever. Now, everyone has different, there are different takes you can have, but what is the nature of this semi-shlichus? What is the nature of this semi-shlichus, etc., that is going on here? What? So that is where we tie in. Not everyone takes this approach. Not everyone takes this approach. There are, you could say, right? You could say, ah, but it means that when the Rav says it, verse chapter, publishes notes to the Rav and the Sukkot, the Shlom, the Eretz HaTzvi. And it writes, these are notes to the Rav Shir. You know, but I would probably view those as probably one of the most accurate notes. He writes, these are the 10 paragraphs. Tells everything else is just notes. And he said, ah, what the Shema means is that the Ksiva is not nearly at preparation for Gerushin. Ksiva is not getting your materials and supplies ready for Gerushin. Ksiva is the beginning of Gerushin. That is part of the Gerushin process. It's part of the Gerushin process that begins with the husband. But he doesn't fully explain. I don't think it's a full explanation. So why does it need to be this in-between thing? Like, either it has to be from the husband or not. Either it comes from the husband or not. I think as Rav Chaim said, that is right.
I think that that's exactly what the...
Okay.
It's not... It's the question to what is the bit of the shema? Is it a bit of the ksiva to create an object that you get, which is later used to get? Or is it
Okay, good. So the simple shot is that what's Rav Chaim Udi'imei trying to say here? They are you could say, first of all, you could say, you know, you're just trying to create a chefza, but to designate this chefza, it needs to be, you know, by command of the Baal. I find that unlikely. Right, probably what he's saying is that ksiva is part of, and if you go back to your notes in 3 years ago, I apologize. So, you know, some people would say it's not just those who work here. So go to ksiva. They probably say, I'm not going that far. The high expectations are not just you from a sponsor. But I apologize, who work here 3 years ago, there's a whole bar. If you want to see this work very, very nice, it's written up beautifully in the chapter of the earth. Of A or something, it's called Kuntris the Inyan the Shmuel get. Kuntris means that his Kedushim just his notes number. Few Kuntris there, which are his notes number. So he says, and it's really about the Ksiva being part of the Gerushin, not being a mere preparatory stage. So the Ksiva being part of the Gerushin, not a preparatory stage. If the Ksiva is part of the Gerushin, and that's what the Shema means. The Shema doesn't just mean you have to write this with the right Kavan. The Shema means something deeper. The Shema means the Ksiva is not merely your preparatory stage, but at the beginnings of the Gerushin. That's what the Shema means. The Shema is the Gala on the cusp that the Ksiva is already an important step. And that's what a Ksiva the Shema means. The Ksiva is part of the Gerushin. To be part of the Gerushin, you need the authorization of the Baal. Why don't you need this Maisa Mamish? Why don't you need to be Machtiv and not to be Kosei through himself or through Son of himself? Maybe you could say, well, you know, the Torah knew most people don't know how to write, so obviously the Torah just not did not be safe, if you wish. I think Rav Chaim says something a little sharper. Says Rav Chaim, it's me din das maschayev. And this is, why do I like the idea of das maschayev? I know I keep coming back to this later, but because das maschayev is exactly in my mind, and apparently Rav Chaim's, the in-between we're looking for. It says, if the get wouldn't need to be written l'shma, then it means that the get is just supplies. Obviously, the supplies are not significant. But if the get needs to be written l'shma, what that means is that the get, the ksivas get, he says, if ksivas get needs to be l'shma, that means that it is part of the gerushin. As part of the Gerushin, it needs to represent it Das Maschayev. It needs to be authorized by Das Maschayev. What is Das Maschayev? The whole point of Das Maschayev is that it's not that I'm doing it. You're doing it, Sofer. It's not that I'm doing it, you're doing it. He says, I'm a Hechdeh to the Sofer. Isn't Das Maschayev only for Eden? No, because the Shema shows that the writing is also part of creating the Shtar. He says you have to write the Shema, that shows that the Shema is an important part of creating the Shtar, not just the supplies. The says Rav Chaim, Das Maschayev is exactly in between. It's not exactly me doing it, but it has to be my words going onto this paper. It has to be my das being concretized by the ink on this on this paper. And maybe that's exactly the in-between formulation of Maktiv that Ramban is looking for. Whoever heard of something in the Torah where you don't have to do it either yourself or through shlichus, but you do have to do it. It has to be done by you, just not shlichus. The answer is that's what Dasamas Chayiv is all about. That's what Shtar is all about. A Shtar is perhaps my words that get put on a piece of paper and get turned into a certain hefza. I'm not the one turning into a hefza, someone else is. But it's only that hefza because it's me on this piece of paper. And therefore, it has to be Yishmu Kolo, right? It has to be Yishmu Kolo in order for that to be considered my words on the piece of paper, for it to be considered a shtar, for it to be considered Das Maschayev. But it doesn't have to be me actually making it. I don't do the Maisa Ksiva. I just need to be the words that are being Mechtav. I need to be Machtav again. And that's really what Reb Chaim says. Reb Chaim says, why is the Shema so crucial? If it didn't need to be written with Shema, they have the writing has nothing to do with anything. It's only the signing and giving that to them. The writing is just preparing your supplies. Anyone can do that in any circumstance. A monkey can do that. He says, no, but since it has to be written with Shema, that shows that the writing is also part of do you need this a bit? That shows the writing is also chashuv. The writing is also part of the process. So what is he saying? What he's saying is ultimately that lishma means ksiva is not just preparing supplies. But part of the Kenyan shtar / dirishin, and therefore it has to be an expression of the will of the husband. Not that someone has to do it on their own and really think the husband agrees. No, it actually has to be for the husband. It doesn't have to be my successor, but it has to be. I think that's what Ramban is saying. And therefore, and said Reb Chaim, what does Reb Chaim add? Reb Chaim adds that. Therefore, you need Sivoy HaBaal Midin Das Hamaschayev. You need Sivoy HaBaal Midin Das Hamaschayev. Interestingly, here we will be discussing the difference between Kitten and Shach Shtavos. And how do we get back to that and finish the parak? In 3 minutes, one shear left. But we will do our best. Again, because it's not that the Torah commanded the husband's involvement on this basic machted level. You can take the phrase that the Yosef said, the machted, without telling you that's the side. But I think it's nice because, like, they hit the taste. Again, unless you want to say practically, the Torah told the husband to do something but knew that people don't know how to write, and therefore, when no one knows how to do something, the Torah doesn't tell you to do whatever you want. The Torah tells you just to have it done. Could be. Or maybe Das Maschayev. The whole point of Das Maschayev, it's not me doing it, but it's my words that are forming the shtar. Therefore, you have to hear my words telling you to write a shtar. Meaning, you don't need Maisek Sivas HaBaal, but you do need the Divrei HaBaal. No, that's really what Das Maschayev is all about. And therefore, it's not exactly shlichus. You mean, it's a potter from the formalities, the technical tenuim of shlichus. You can have a chiddush to the katan. But, and theoretically, you can have a god. You not for the soul of Daitin and Ashika, it's really to it's not really capable of channeling your words. And according to one of the main mafdin, the Shmach, you'll say you can have an evid. Even though he's not Rakrisos himself, but he could channel. That's what I think is shot in the Ramban, in which case we have four different formulations as to what our whole song is about. Why you need Sivoy HaBaal, Lichtov, Es Haget. Either it's just Pashup Shop, Shuta Shal Mikra, the Kasav Law, the husband has to write it. If not, Shluchim Shal Mosos, because, okay, there's a few Kashas, we'll answer all the Kashas. Okay, there's a lot of tough Kashas. We'll answer all the kashas, or you could say no. It's just lishma, and lishma will say you sent. He needs to have the right intention. Why can't he have the right intention on his own? It's only zera. Or no, he needs to have the right intention. Why can't he have the right intention on his own? Because it's a super level of certainty. which you can't achieve without direct first-hand knowledge, and we don't trust second-hand knowledge, even though what Bethan does, big Kiddush, and then you have the exceptions, or you can say, no, it's somewhere in between. It's really within Lishma, but it's not that they practically just need to have the right thoughts for Lishma. By definition, it's not Lishma unless it is coming from the words of the Bible. By definition, it's not the Shema, but the words of the Bible. It's really their body is trying to say. Even though he fully explained himself, yeah, first time he discussed this in the Masechet, he just said enough to get rid of us for that sukkah. It's really about the Shema means done by the Bible. But it doesn't have to be done by the Bible, mamash, or shlichus, or said just to be done by the Bible's words. Why? Maybe stand that the in-between level the Torah said, or kind says very nicely. No, he did not say it. It's you need to start. It's not that the Torah would all over tell us you need to do it or someone under your commands, but not mamish sleepers, not mamish you. No, that's a silly formulation to say all the time. But when it comes to shtaros, that's perfect. The whole point of a shtar is it's not that you need to write it, but your words need to talk through the shtar. And therefore, you need to be mocked at the shtar, even if you don't need to be tosi the shtar. And you don't need a mice seat, but it's your word talking from this piece of paper. So this piece of paper has to come from your words. And I think that's our bond. What I haven't gotten to is going back and answering the Chiddush Misaviyat's question that we started with, which is unfortunate, or explaining the sheets of the Rambam, which there's one bit, or going on to parts 2 and 3 of the Makoros. So we'll have to pick up with that, Amir Tzashem. Next time, you know, Thursday morning, 9 o'clock, bring lunch, bring dinner, bring a sleeping bag. We're going to finish the perek by hook or by crook. And I'm for sure not going to get to saying everything I want to say, so I'll send out my shtickle on it. And then we can discuss.